This is Chloe.
Yeah, hi, Chloe.
Chloe's going to be a preacher one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. First, I actually thought we were all getting pickles today. And then I realized the pickle jar was about something else. I'm standing up because I wanted to show you. I just made this in Pastor's office today. Can you tell what it is? It's a heart. I'm not very good at arts and crafts. So I was afraid that maybe, you know, just spur of the moment, it might be hard to tell. But we all make these at Valentine's Day, don't we? How many of you ever made a heart or a card for Valentine's Day? Yeah, and give it to our special someone, or maybe our moms and dads or brothers or sisters. Hopefully they're special someones as well. But I wanted to show you this heart because in our lessons today, Jesus is talking about people who say they love him, say they love God, but their hearts are far away from God. And so how many know near and far away? Good. So right now, is this heart near or far away?
Near.
It's near. How about now? Far. It's farther away, isn't it? How about if I go back here? Near or far away? Yeah, and I could go all the way back there, and there's, like, you don't even have to think about that, right? That would be far away, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, Jesus says he wants our hearts to be what? Close, near to him. That's right. Now, can I just sit here with you? I got my exercise for the day. Yeah, you know, we can't actually take our hearts out, can we? Because my heart is part of me, isn't it? And so we talk about the heart like that, as if it's like something separate or something different. But Jesus says, you know, if you're going to say you're a Christian, if you're going to say you love me, I want to be close to you. Just like, you know, we live in the same house with our parents usually, right? Because we love each other and our hearts are close. And so we want to be close together with them. But sometimes in the church, people get far away. Why? Well, sometimes they have to work, sometimes they're traveling. In our world today, sometimes Sunday morning people have soccer practices. Do you guys ever have sports activities on Sundays? Some places that happens. It's kind of unfortunate because it pulls people away from the church. And who knows, besides today being Sunday, what is today? What do we call this here at St. Jacob's?
Homecoming.
Homecoming. Somebody got the right answer and you knew it full well. And so what's a homecoming? Anybody? What does that word really mean? Homecoming.
It means they're coming home.
It means they're coming home. That's right. So if your heart was far away from home, then when you have a homecoming, your heart comes back home and you're close to the people you love and who love you, right? And so in the church, we actually have homecoming Sundays so that everybody who's far away, maybe people who've moved away, they get the chance to come home to be close. Not, I mean, we can be close to God and to Jesus everywhere, but it gives a church the chance to gather together, to be close to each other, and to be God's people, close to him and near to him. You know, the wonderful thing about Jesus is he says, I will be with you always, even to the close of the age. And so that we know that Jesus is always with us, but he wants our hearts to be close to him as well, which means we love him, we're with him. We mean more when we say we're a Christian than just being a Christian in name only. Let's say a prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us. Thank you for coming into our world and our hearts and our homes. Help us always to come home to you. Help us always to come home to our church so that we might be with you, that we might sing your praises, but more than that, so that we might be close to you and know of your love and grace and mercy for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up today.